Well, you seem to be walking okay.
Yeah, I actually feel a little better today than I did yesterday, so still a little tender, but it's getting better, actually.
So what happened? Was it just on that one last pitch?
No, after the first inning, I could feel my foot was throbbing a little bit, and I didn't know what it was. I thought I might have just my shoe was too tight or something. I didn't know, so I went out, and then that second inning, I couldn't push off of it. It was just – it's almost like picking my foot up and just throwing, and figured, you know what, might as well stop right here before I do something to my arm.
Had you felt anything prior to that, or has it just started yesterday?
No, I mean, I've had it in my other foot before, so I mean, I kind of knew what it was, so I've never had it in this foot before, though.
How did it resolve itself in the other foot?
A little bit of time, treatment. I mean, it just eventually goes away.
What have they told you about the treatment for this type of injury?
I've had it done before, so I mean, I know what to expect when I go in there. I mean, just the same stuff I did before.
So what type of stuff would that be?
I mean, you just got to ice it, keep it iced for sure, because that keeps swelling down in it, and that's the biggest thing about it.
What do you think, do you have any idea of, in your mind, how many days it might be before you can get back on the mound?
No, I want to see what they tell me. Hopefully here in the next day or two, I'll get out here and start throwing a little bit and just see how it is pushing off.
Now, when you had to take yourself out of the game and your foot hurts and then you find out what it is, given all that you've gone through, did you go, I can't believe this?
Not really. It's just, you know, it's one of those freak things, and you know, it's better my foot than my arm, so I can deal with easy, so I'm not worried about that.
I was at the ballpark yesterday. I noticed you did seem pretty angry when you threw four kind of high balls, then you threw down your glove and called the trainer in. I mean, at that moment, what were you thinking?
Just, you know, I wanted to be out there pitching, so you know, the fact that I had to come out in the second inning, you know, was a little disappointing.
Given that you've gone through all those shoulder things, is that why you seem to be taking this minor setback so easily? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me was when it started hurting, first thought that came in my mind was my shoulder. Let's not do it just for my shoulder. And you know, if it was coming out the game, it's coming out the game. I mean, I'd rather take a week off for a foot injury than a career off. So.
You were concerned about messing up your mechanics.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel too good on my foot pushing off the pitch anyway. So.
So you were already ready to noticing a change in the way you were delivering.
Well, no, I mean, I was getting to that. I mean, I'm kind of smart enough to know that it's going to change if I can't push off. I'm just going to have to change everything in my delivery.
So, if you have to take a week off, how long do you think it'll take you to get built back up to 80, 90 pitches?
Not long. I mean, I've already thrown, I think, 68 the game before, so, and last year I got caught up and I was around 65, 70 pitches, so it's not a big deal. As long as I can keep throwing out here and just keep my arm going, it should be fine.
Have they said anything about, you know, being cautious, maybe backdating you to the DL to start the season? Any talk about that so far?
Well, I'll let them decide that, not really. You know, whatever they think's the best moving forward. I mean, obviously I'm going to go with that. So
I know you don't have a set timetable, but you're talking about kind of like a week. Is that kind of like what it took you when you had it on your other foot, or how long did that usually take you to get back?
I mean, it was sore for a while, but you know what? It just depends. I mean, I could come in tomorrow and it not even be there, or I could come in tomorrow and it could be just as sore. So I think it just day by day, just to see how it feels, I think.
What happened before? Were you pitching or were you rehab? Were you still like shut down and in part of this post-surgery stuff?
No, I mean, I had it earlier in the spring when I first got here. You know, so yeah, in my left foot. So, but it wasn't as big as a deal because it's the foot I landed on, and you know, once that got planted, I was okay. It's just this one's different because you got to push off on it.
So you missed no time at all because of your left foot?
No, in my left foot, it was no time.
Yeah. So, have you given up the ghost of going north with the team, or how do you feel about even thinking along those lines now?
I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, if I have to stay here for a few days, and I have to stay here for a few days, it's not a big deal. I'll find my way back up there.
And just to be clear, was it that last at batter, last at bat, sorry, that you pitched that when it happened?
Yeah, going out first batter that inning. You know, I was feeling a little bit, but that second batter, boy, it started biting a little bit.
But you didn't feel it all in the first inning?
No, I didn't feel it. It was when I sat down after first inning, that's when the little throbbing started. just kind of a, all of a sudden hit me.